the She Pod back in action. We're Sarah back. Happy brunch day.
Oh my, do you know I fell into like a depression?
I know, I was so recording that sad little intro last week, I was like weeping a single solitary
when
tear.
I was consolidating that with the repeat episode, as much as it was a Golden Girls clip show, which I was super excited about.
Which, I mean, it couldn't have been a better episode,
right? But you know, we still love us some Mary Alice Farina, some Mafalicious,
and I'm very glad that we didn't choose the episode with podcast bestie Emily, because she's here today.
Yay! Yay! I'm so happy. Thank you so much.
It's been too long.
I know. Way. So just for those who may not remember or may not have heard the episode, we are talking about Miss Emily Oliver. She's an amazing celebrity, Fashion Week makeup artist. She is one of the most talented people. She's so fabulous and so sweet and so kind.
Yeah. And get her. What's your Instagram?
Emily Oliver 08. Don't worry about it. I'm crying over here.
Her Instagram is my favorite thing.
I know.
It's
like, it's really good.
Makeup goals.
But like anytime I have a makeup question, and also you guys, she's in the SheePod AOL chat room. Go to SheePodChatroom.com. If you have any questions or you want to hire her. I mean, she is just so fabulous.
I feel like we finished all our plugs. We can go now.
I know.
I'm like sitting here turning purple because I'm so happy and embarrassed and excited at the same time.
We have 8,000 things to talk about now because it's been 2 weeks.
I can't.
Sarah, I have all of the things to
all
tell.
All of the things.
All of them.
Should we just jump right in?
Yeah. Okay.
What are you watching this week?
I just finished House of Cards finally.
Okay.
I don't know why I like fell off of watching it, because I love it, but I just finished season 4 and it's so good.
I love them so much.
I'm obsessed with her. Also, rolling right into Lady Business, I read this amazing article about how Robin Wright was not getting paid the same as Kevin Spacey,
which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, she held her feet to the fire, and she was like, it was during a time when her character was liked better than his. I mean, they're both beloved, and she was like, just like Claire in the show, show me the money or I'm going public with this ish. And they were like, okay, here you go.
Why? I don't understand.
Love her. I know. It's ridiculous.
I feel like of all like businesses, acting is the one that it's public. You know what people are making. You have people negotiating on your behalf. And so their agents and publicists and all that stuff, they know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People still are fine with it, which is, it blows my mind.
Absolutely insane.
I was working with this lady actor because she wants to be considered as an actor, which I don't know if you guys have been on part of this like debate with actor versus actress. Yes. Like all that stuff. So anyway,
I'm totally on board.
Comedian.
Lady comic or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just thought they were comedians. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, also, because English is a language without masculine and feminine nouns.
True.
And so, like, it's not like we're speaking French where it makes sense. Like, this is, you know, the male and the female.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is, we don't have male and female nouns.
No, not at all. Yeah. But anyway, so this actor, she had more scenes than the lead guy.
Yeah.
More lines than the lead guy. And was getting paid
half
as much.
That alone is pretty cool because that doesn't usually happen.
Check this out, though.
Well, was she talking about the guy the whole time?
Yes. He was there as a ghost present.
But so she's getting paid half as much.
Half as much.
Insane.
Like, what is this?
So I'm glad that a lot of male actors are stepping up and saying what they're being paid so that their female artists, like, didn't Bradley Cooper come out and say every movie he ever works on, he's going to tell his female co-stars what he's making so that they can demand the same.
To make the same thing.
Yeah.
Good for you, Bradley.
That's a win for Bradley.
I love that.
Yeah.
I hope it was actually him, because otherwise I just gave him a lot of credit. I'm pretty sure it was because the movie he did with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
That awesome movie, Silver Lining Playbook. Yeah, because of that.
Where she got paid like half as much or whatever it is.
Bullshit.
And I would say she's arguably a bigger draw than he is.
At this point,
100%.
Absolutely. Maybe not when that came
out. Maybe not. But no, she was already Hunger Games.
Oh,
and,
that's right.
You know, and so Bradley Cooper did a show on Broadway called The Elephant Man.
Oh,
so I don't know if you guys know the premise of the show.
Yeah.
The premise is that he's so deformed and ugly. And it was literally Bradley Cooper just coming out and making faces. Cooper's an attractive guy. But that's besides the point. But basically, he was not a huge draw on Broadway. Like, they couldn't fill the seats.
Interesting.
Yeah. You would think, like, Al Pacino in, you know, Shakespeare, that's a draw. But Bradley Cooper, not a draw.
Do you think it's because he started, like, kind of more in the comedy slash more of kind of, like, the funny role?
Well, if you think
like
about,
he's not
like,
taken
who a Broadway audience
as much.
Is, and then you think about who a movie audience
They're
is.
Probably not so much into Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
Although I loved him
Hangover.
In that role.
I know.
Great. That was his breakout for me. I was like, who are you?
Have you seen him on the Actor's Studio where it's, like, the clips of him back in the day when he's, like,
asking questions?
Like
Aww.
He, like, makes fun of his own self and his own faces.
No, I love it because he was so into it.
He was so into it. And he made it. He made it, guys.
He did.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him.
Go, bro.
I want to be his next hired girlfriend. I'm
fine with that. Completely into
yeah,
that.
It's anyone. I need to get famous enough. Earlier this week, I went to a Dancing with the Stars finale party at my dance studio.
That's amazing.
That is so much fun.
Yeah. And so one girl was like, how can I be famous enough to be on the show? And I was like, well, apparently you don't have to be famous at all to be on the show. Because she's like, I want a show called Dancing with Normal People. I'm like, that's pretty much what the show is.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who any of the celebrities are anymore. But I want to be famous enough that I can be in a PR relationship with an actor. That's my goal. Like, I just need to be moderately famous and agree to sign a contract.
Would
that
reality
I will never
star, like, put you over the edge for that?
I'm not sure. So. Not with Bradley Cooper.
I don't think. Yeah. I feel like you have to have a couple other things under your belt. Like, maybe reality star turned into, like, TV co-star or host. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
So, Rachel, we got to get our grilled cheese video on, like, ABC or something. Yeah.
Check. Who wouldn't want that?
I watched that, like, multiple times. Yeah. I was like, dang, that is a good-looking grilled cheese.
I watched the outtakes multiple times because that was my favorite when I'm, like, yelling at my cat. All right, what are you guys watching?
So, I am watching, it's an oldie but a goodie, but, you know, Modern Family's been around for a while.
Yeah.
It's still really good.
I've trailed off.
Really?
I love the mainly Cam and like the gay couple, but the kids are ruining it for me.
I never got into it.
Yeah. Well, because they've grown up and they're not like cute anymore.
Well, yeah, but there's so much of the story and I'm like, where's what's his name? Al Bundy. Like, I want him.
Oh, he's great.
I know. I want him and I want the gay guys. And
yeah.
That's it.
And you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, the gay guys are in it quite a bit.
Yeah, but the kids ruin it for me.
But it's so also
and also it's the same thing over and over. Oh, Phil. have we not moved past this like home improvement? Like, oh, Bubba husband screws up again.
Wife's rolling her eyes.
I know. Like,
that's every sitcom ever.
So yeah. I would agree with you if the show were more than 22 minutes long, but it's
that's
not
fair.
It's like a cute little watch and I'll do it while I'm like painting my toes or something.
I'm like, I have to be very selective because I have very little television time lately.
Yeah. Okay. So, but House of Cards made the cut.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, the last scene.
I aborted in season two. I couldn't do it.
What? Oh, right. Because when.
Was it too upsetting?
So, spoiler alert.
Everybody
stop listening.
When
murder started happening, I was like, I can't. Yeah. I can't.
I loved that.
No.
See, I was so nervous during that. But it was like so good.
It was disturbing.
So disturbing.
But I was so glad she was dead.
You were?
I didn't care. Yeah.
The train?
I hated her. The train. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, when that happened, I literally went silent and then I gasped. Like, I had a delayed gasp.
I stopped the show and I was like, all right, I'm done.
I
can't do
it
anymore.
I did too. I totally called it. I was like, okay, train station, secret corner, duh.
Also, I live there. People like jump in front of the trains all the time.
Stop.
Yeah. It's like the way to go in D.C.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Yeah, I guess New York,
that's
you like
terrible.
Jump.
Yeah.
Seattle, you just
York,
jump
I
off
feel
of
like
bridges.
They don't even clean it up, though.
Oh, no.
They like shut it down. And you're like, God damn it. Red lines it out again.
I'm
going
to be
jumper.
Late to work. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, guess I got to
oh
take
God,
the bus.
That's so funny. Emily, are you watching anything interesting?
Well, okay. So I am re-binge watching Game of Thrones.
Oh, it's
I know.
So good.
It's so good. Yeah. Like, I just can't even handle my life right now. So my good friend, it's his first time. So
I love watching things that you love
I
with
know.
Someone who hasn't seen it before.
But you end
You're
up watching the
them.
Person.
Yeah,
yeah
but
I know.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting. And then I feel really smart because I'm like, oh, I know the plot line. And he's like, wait, well, what? Like, that didn't make sense.
And
I'm like, actually.
It's a really hard thing to start
is.
Watching because there's so many characters. But
it's
once
not
you're
hard if you read the books. Just saying.
Okay.
Let's all run and read all of them now.
Oh, I did.
I don't want to read.
I read them years ago.
I just love the
super nerdy with books like that.
I don't know. Once it gets above the level of Harry Potter, I'm like, this is too hard for my brain. Well,
I would not enjoy the books.
No. Like,
they're
very
complex. Like, you think the show's hard?
Oh, geez.
No, yeah. I wouldn't. I actually would not read the books. I only want to enjoy the show. It's the same as Lord of the Rings. I have no desire to read those books.
Never.
Ever.
No.
They're so fat.
You've never read Lord of the Rings?
No. Why would I have? It wasn't assigned for school.
My dad read them to me when I was little.
Okay, so
that's cute.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
It was. We started with The Hobbit.
Okay.
And I was like, more. And he's like, okay.
No,
oh, there's
no.
a lot.
That's different. Actually, if that's actually a great thing to read as for a kid.
Oh, we've read a lot of all that stuff.
We were Sense and Sensibility.
Awesome. And Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, that
one
was a good one.
Chronicles of Narnia I loved.
What's the one, The Rats of Nim one?
Oh, yeah. That one's intense.
That one.
So, dude.
Yeah.
That gets really intense.
It's okay
really
when
fast.
Your dad reads it to you.
Yeah.
That makes it better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so scary.
So, you know, like I cry with everything. I don't think that this is like a big secret. So my mom is like 20 times worse. And so part of whenever she would read to us, we'd all, my sister and I, so my sister's 16 months younger. So she sat on the left, I sat on the right, and we would watch her. So she said she would be sitting there like reading these ratty little kids, like crying her eyes out. And then she'd just be like, stop it. Stop it. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to read this anymore.
Yeah. Guys, can we talk about what we're eating? Because I'm so excited.
Do it. What are you eating?
It's rosé season. Rosé season is here. And granted, in LA, like, it's rosé season year round, but it's like, it's really here.
Yeah. Like, it's on every menu.
It's on every menu. People no longer give me side eye when I order it in December. I'm never sick.
So you were rosé before rosé was rosé.
I feel like I don't want to take that much credit
for starting the rosé obsession.
The second I realized rosé was a thing, which was probably 3 years ago.
You got on board.
I have never got off that train. Yeah. I leaned in so hard. And I was actually, last night I had a couple girlfriends over and made dinner. And as I was like, you know, they're going to be here in an hour and I'm putting the finishing touches on everything, I realized I was out of rosé. Because I go to World Market and buy a dozen bottles at a time. And I was out.
And that's like
and
for
I
a
had
week.
That feeling where, you know, when you realize that you're, that's 2 weeks. You know, when you realize that you don't have your phone or your sunglasses and you feel like naked.
Yeah. Yes.
That's how I feel when people are coming over and I don't have rosé in the house.
Yeah. What about if you had rosé but it wasn't chilled? Would you feel okay?
Ooh.
I would throw it in the freezer and then put an ice cube in it.
I'm not above putting ice cubes in water.
No, especially a rosé.
Yeah, it's fine.
But
it's like a spritzer.
A spritzer. What I am doing. Oh, also, I have this new... So working for yourself is a little difficult sometimes, like find the motivation
of course.
That you need, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
And so I'll have a project in front of me. Like I had to write this press announcement last week and I just really didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I love the client. I love everything about
it. But
assigned
writing. There's something about it.
I just wasn't in the mood.
So
and
school.
It was like the thing where I hadn't done any announcement even remotely close. So I have no template to start from.
Right.
It's
you
like
can't
blank,
like search
just,
and replace.
Yeah. It's just the cursor. The cursor is on a blank page going blank, blank,
I'm
blank.
Seeing this Lifetime movie of you right now. Where
yes.
You can't.
So
can't
here's
do
what
it.
I did. Here's what I did. Rosé. I poured a glass of rosé. And I was like, for every paragraph you write, you get to like a big fat gulp.
Ooh, girl.
By
that's
the
a
time
good way to do that.
I do that
I finished
with cheese.
That glass. That press announcement was completely finished.
But you have to do that. You
I
have
had to.
No. I do that with cheese.
It's
I do that with gummy
proverbial
candy.
Carrot
yeah.
on a stick.
You just Mine's have to
tequila.
Follow.
It was really
Yours
effective.
Yours is tequila?
I love tequila.
Ooh. Do it, girl.
On the rocks with some lime. That. Delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was 4 p.m. So I felt... better about rosé, but I would totally do that with a whiskey at night.
Yeah. Ooh, I love a whiskey. Yeah.
So that's what I'm eating. What are y'all eating?
This tastes like I'm not a dessert person, but this tastes like dessert to me. Mm-hmm. Coconut water is like kind of a big thing, but there's this one brand called Harmless Harvest. Oh. I don't know if you guys have had it. They have.
I don't like coconut water, so I want to try it.
I don't either.
Okay,
but this is like raw and it's sweet and it's delicious.
Ooh.
And it's at.
I don't like sweet stuff. Though.
I don't either.
I know.
I cannot. It's dessert. I cannot get enough of it. It is so completely delicious. And this is not, and it's actually when I have work to do that I'm like, I don't really feel like doing it. Like I will use either cheese or actually the coconut water because it tastes like dessert. It is so freaking good.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
That choice. I'll stick with my rosé.
Yeah.
I would like some cheese on the side though.
Oh,
if
well,
I have a
sure.
really bad project, I'll do both. I'll double down.
Yeah.
Double down. I know. All right, what are you eating?
Okay, so I've been spending a lot of time in Seattle and also LA, obvi.
Yes.
And I have not stopped eating seafood since I got back.
Oh,
like
good.
The Seattle seafood, there's something magical about it.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
It's so good.
Did
it's
you guys
fresh.
See the video of Blake Shelton trying sushi for the first
no.
time?
No.
I'm going to put it in the podcast right here.
Oh, thank goodness.
Blake, don't be freaked out. Look how colorful. Look how beautiful. Thank you very much. You should thank them when they,
Thank
they
you.
Come. No, it's too late.
Thank you.
That's right, Blake.
Hey, can we get some more Raswan?
Which one do you want to go with, the tuna or the salmon?
Does it matter?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know the difference. That right there looks like a human tongue.
Can I even tell you?
It's amazing. I have such a crush on Blake. He looks good.
Well, listen, yeah, he's a dude. He's like a total
Emily
man.
Emily and I
he's
were talking man. About this before we started recording. Uh-huh. But basically, Gwen Stefani is pretty much my idol right now.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to come right out and say it. So Steve and I are separated. That is all I will say about that, because this is forever.
Yeah. We'll keep it there.
We'll keep
for
it
now.
There. But
which is a good respectful place.
Yes. And but Gwen Stefani, and it, I'm not alluding to any reason for it, but Gwen Stefani, Gavin Rossdale, did it with the nanny after 13 years of marriage and three kids, and Gwen Stefani has never been better.
Yeah.
Like, she went through a rough period.
You have fun with that. And I'll be over here.
I'm going to build an empire.
I'll be over here.
Bye.
Hitting number one on the country charts with my new very unexpected sweetheart.
Very hot.
The two of them together.
They're amazing.
Have you guys heard their new song?
No, not yet.
No, not yet.
So they wrote it together, and it's called Go Ahead and Break My Heart. And basically, when you're coming out of a relationship and you don't know if you can trust anyone again, they're both saying, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, twinning.
But, so they performed it together. They've done it a few times at this point, and I'm upset. It's a country song, but Gwen is on it, and it's amazing, and they perform it together, and they're so in love. Like, he's in interviews saying, like, Gwen saved my life.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And also, she's, like, 8 years older than him.
And
like,
also,
all of this is amazing.
She's amazing. So my friend Andrea, who actually listens to the show.
Hi, Andrea.
She's going to be so
excited.
That
was not planned.
No.
That was like, I think that we're all tandem talking at this point. Like, we're morphing into one. We have to have, like, a name for the three of us maybe at some point. That'd be cool.
Richemserat.
Chemsera. That sounds like that one song. Chemsera.
That sounds terrible. Anyway.
At any rate, Andrea. Yeah. Andrea went with our other friend Meg, and they met the Gwen and said she was seriously one of the nicest, like,
she seems
tiniest
so
people,
down.
Though. They were like,
is
they,
she short?
Oh, she's just little.
Wait, but
she's like a tiny,
like,
little
six,
person.
Six. I mean, he towers
well, she's also
over.
In heels a lot of the time, but they said that she could not have been more nice, more like
she
uplifting,
seems all the time,
like everything.
Like kind of like T-Swift, like genuinely surprised that people love her as
she,
much as they do.
Oh, they are. They seem cut from the same like genuine,
but,
kind
cloth. But she, you know, because I saw her on Chelsea, actually, on Netflix, and she was basically saying.
How is her new show?
It's fine. I mean, I like her, you know, so.
All right. Sidebar.
Also, I just watched it because of the Gwen interview.
Oh my gosh.
Gwen was saying how, like, she gets very insecure about her writing, because she looks back and she's like, it's so amazing to be able to write a song and reach this many people.
Oh my gosh.
And in a way that you never thought possible.
But
and
it's
such a
be
beautiful.
Good.
Yeah. But she's like, and then you look back on it and you're just like, wait, I did that. How do you do that again?
That's so sweet.
I know. And so she said she had a writing drought for a long time. And then because of all of the shit that went down, the whole album just flowed out of her.
Wow.
And they are just the cutest thing together.
Well,
the two
I
of
think
them.
It's so interesting when you kind of like remove a negative energy, like how much you can soar. And it seems like her relationship was just like
way
not working.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to see that she's happy. She's with someone who's like amazing and cherishing her.
Yeah.
Don't forget to make out with your mic.
Hi, Mike.
Perfect.
Thanks. I know I have this thing where like I start like baby birding my head all over the place.
Yeah,
Stevie Wonder. Like,
I tend to rest my chin on this little.
Oh, thing that's
right
actually
now.
A good call.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Ooh,
yeah.
But then I'm so close.
Just I'm so tired.
Exhausted from feeding Mitch peanut butter.
I know.
Oh,
well,
his whole face was in it.
I know. So
it was really cute.
I think half his body was inside the jar.
Mitch is 7 or 8 pounds, depending on how many actual like pieces of kibble I give him at every
or how recently he had a bowel movement.
That's where my mind went, actually.
Yeah, 100%. If he hasn't pooped, 8 pounds.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Maybe 7 if he has. But anyway, when the peanut butter is almost done, I give it to my dogs. I'll save them. And when I have two of them, I'll give one to each of them. And so they can just eat the rest out of it. And because he's so small, he just shoves his head in there.
It's kind of adorable.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit.
You should
fit.
Get a photo of it after this.
Oh, that'd be so cute. Put it on the AOL She Pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I will.
Or AOL chat. Whoa. I'm having all kinds of problems here.
We know exactly.
Thanks.
What you mean.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. SheepodChatroom.com.
Whatever.
Yeah. We're good.
Okay. Thanks. What are we wearing? Sarah, what are you wearing?
I don't know if people know this, but I'm like pretty accident prone. So I'm wearing a lot of Band-Aids lately.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So on my left hand, I sliced it with a kitchen knife. Ugh. On my right hand,
that's the worst.
Someone shoved their, like, dropped their luggage on me at the airport. So
that
I have, like.
That is inexcusable.
It sure is, Rachel.
I'm sorry, did they apologize profusely?
They did nothing of the sort.
Disgusting.
I'm
disgusted.
And
on
then
your behalf.
I woke up at 6 a.m. because I had to pee, and I walked right into the corner of my bed with my shin.
Oh, that's the worst.
So I am just, I look like I have been through some torture, a little bit of abuse, but Band-Aids, I've gone through, like, I'm on my second box now.
Yeah.
Oh, honey. Got to keep it back stocked.
What are you wearing?
So I was just in Vegas.
Ooh.
This is not my gross, but it's kind of going there. I did that thing that you should never do, which is I packed right as I was about to leave for the airport.
Oh, yeah. Every time.
I thought you were going to say I spent more than a night in Vegas.
I did.
Yeah.
So I was also supposed to be there from Sunday to Tuesday, and then decided to change my flight to Wednesday because my CEO wasn't speaking till Wednesday morning. And also he was the one I was working on an announcement with, and blah, blah. So it just made sense to be there. So yeah, I was in Vegas for 4 days.
That's too much.
Oh, honey, that's like way too long.
4 days. But more importantly, as I was packing, when you pack right before you're leaving, you forget important things.
Everything. And also, you don't have like whole outfits.
No.
Right. So I forgot underwear.
Great. Good.
But it actually ended up being fine because I was just wearing like super short Vegas dresses. Every night.
Getting out of cars, though, not easy.
Brittany.
I'm sure I had
you
some
and
Brittany
Brit.
Moments.
Yeah.
But during the days,
So you just
I was
aired it out.
I kept meaning to buy some. And then I just didn't because I wasn't wearing it at night. During the day, I just like turned it inside out. It was gross. But it might as well be. However, the dresses were hot and served me well.
So I have. Yay. So here's a question. So we know that you'll wear no underwear with dresses when you don't have any. I don't wear
also
underwear.
Sometimes just cause.
I don't wear underwear when I work out.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah. We've talked about that. I don't get that.
Well, because every pair of leggings has like a little like vagina patch.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what?
I need more than that.
I don't like panty lines. I just throw them in the wash afterwards. We're good.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
I need that.
I used to wear thongs all the time, and then I had a workout instructor. Where
you worked out in thongs?
Like the comfortable.
I work out
panty.
In thongs.
Because
then you don't have the underwear line over the.
I do full boy short.
Yeah.
Oh.
I feel like you also don't get the crease because it's like under your butt.
I feel like
that's probably more comfortable anyway.
Super comfortable.
No. I'd rather nothing at all.
Interesting.
Thank you, Panky.
We've had this argument before.
Oh, yeah?
It's not part of our Venn diagram.
Not part of our Venn diagram.
But no, I had a workout instructor and I asked her because I felt like I even bought like the expensive, like perfect for working out underwear because they don't move and they freaking rode up on my butt. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, dang, girl, you work out hard.
I know, right?
I'm like, woo. Oh, yeah. People can't see what I'm doing. I'm mock lifting weights at this point.
Okay. Well, do you ever, Emily, do you ever not wear underwear? Or
oh, gosh, yeah.
Okay.
No, no, no. Yeah. I love to be free.
Yeah.
I love it.
Free to be. Free to be you and me.
That's my favorite.
Well, me and her.
Yeah.
Although when I work out, I do admit I like to wear a little underwear.
A little something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel more protected.
We like have the full spectrum because I'm like full boy short.
Yeah.
You're thong and you're nothing.
I'm like nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, in daily life, I'm cool.
Every once
commando.
In a while, I wonder.
Yeah, that's
I'm
fine.
Like,
yeah, well, especially
with
a dress.
I wear almost comfortable. Like exclusively Old Navy leggings.
Yeah,
and they're great.
They're great.
And I'm just wondering because I've had some for like 4 or 5 years now, and I'm like, is this the day they're gonna split?
oh my gosh!
Yeah, right,
Sarah, that would be tragic.
Can you
traumatic?
All of these tees.
No. Don't. How can
terrible.
I'm scared for you.
You
and
can
your vagine.
Well, maybe
that's such
just,
a nice way to say that.
I know. Vagine.
It makes it very fancy.
It's like Target.
Well, what were we trying to make happen? Nun.
Oh, nun.
Wait.
Yeah, that's in England.
It's
in
a British
Essex.
Slang.
Your vagina is your nun.
Your nun.
Now, is it a nun or is it a nun?
That's better.
Yeah.
It depends what kind of
thing. I'm trying to put an accent on, but I realize I just lower my voice.
Yeah.
For the most part.
It's like that scene in Love Actually where they're going through and talking about what words sound different in British.
Oh.
Remember those guys?
Yeah.
They're like, table.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I sat by this lady at the airport recently and it was so funny because she was obviously very much from England.
Yeah.
And she is from where the Beatles apparently grew up, but her mother put her into school for voice therapy so she would sound upper class. At any rate, we start talking and I was just being awkward and making small talk, and so I was like,
as we all do,
right? And I was basically like, oh well, I think one of the coolest ones is water, you know, my mom's dad was from Pennsylvania so she says water. And she's like, oh yes, you know, I'm going to do a terrible British accent. I'm so sorry to everybody right now. But
sorry,
she's
Jonathan
like,
Ryland.
Sorry, Jonathan Ryland. So she goes, oh, yes, you say water and we say water.
Oh,
and I was
wins.
Like, oh,
well,
I was like,
well,
it's so much sexier. And you're so right.
Yeah.
I met a British lady at my dance studio and she was like, my dear, you dance beautifully. And I'm like,
oh,
it sounds so nice when you say it that way.
I change like any of my. Because
like if you came up to me like you dance beautifully.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, okay, creeper, like move away.
Yeah, I change like anytime.
You dance.
Anytime you have a like voice option for British, I'm like yes,
done.
GPS? Everything seems more validated in that way.
Can you make Siri British or no?
I don't think so.
Well,
she's looking right now.
As we can find out, I don't know if I can do this fast enough.
Wait, what are you?
What am I wearing?
What are you wearing?
Okay, so of course it's gonna be makeup related.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Trying a new mascara out.
We have makeup.
I know.
I just tried NARS's new mascara and I don't like it. So help me.
Everyone has a favorite. So my
waterproof. So
waterproof. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean my
so you like the YSL one that you gave me.
That stuff's so good. Yeah. My favorite waterproofs probably Armani. Okay. If you're gonna go high end, if you're gonna go low end, just get the L'Oreal Luminous and the waterproof.
Yeah.
But the one that I'm trying, and I'm almost like shocked to say
it
this,
good.
Is the Mary Kay.
Oh, really?
The classic pink.
No, it's this new one. They just came out with like $27 though. I'm like, really? I'm paying that much for Mary Kay? Yeah. But my cousin's a Mary Kay lady and she's super sweet and she's very passionate. So at any rate, she like wanted me to try it out. So I'm like, okay, well, duh. I'm not going to turn down a product.
No. Yeah, no.
So, hi, like drama, volume, everything.
Good.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, it looks really
good. And it doesn't like make your eyes tired at the end of the day. So you're welcome, Mary Kay people. I just plugged you accidentally, but I'm liking it.
Let me
it
ask
works.
You, actually. I was going to ask you this in real life. Yeah. I'll ask you on the podcast. So I need, because I started wearing waterproof mascara, because I'm dancing a lot.
Yes.
I need a good makeup remover. And I,
like,
because I feel like I do a good job, but then I always wake up in the morning with stuff.
Well, I mean, one leftovers. Of the biggest reasons that happens is because you're not actually getting in your waterline. So that's kind of like where the flesh the meets the lash. The flesh is such a disgusting word.
It's disgusting.
It's terrible. So anyway, what I do is I'll usually like close my eye on the pad itself. You just have to make sure that you're using something that's really sensitive. Yeah.
That you like, because I'm using Ahava, which is good.
Ahava is really good. Yeah. I haven't used their makeup remover, but I like their body lotion
lovely.
A lot.
It's good. I feel like it works, but then I wake up and I have stuff.
I personally really like Caudalie Foaming Cleanser.
Okay.
Because it's super gentle. You can use it on everything. Really? That one, obviously, you're not going to stick it in your eyeyeball.
Yeah.
Like with the cleansing cloths, you can do...
Oh, just the makeup remover.
Yeah, you can
stuff?
Do that a little bit more. But for my favorite makeup remover cleanser that gets rid of like waterproof, it's actually the Foaming Cleanser by Caudalie.
Okay.
Caudalie.
We'll put it in the blog.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird word. So
yeah. Sorry everyone. The blog's been absent the last couple of weeks. Been going through some stuff.
You're allowed. Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Pass.
Things have been happening.
Oh.
We're fine.
So speaking, I feel like that goes straight into your gross.
Yeah.
Based on the spreadsheet here I'm looking at.
Well,
on our notes.
Wait, what is my gross?
Gross men at dance clubs.
Oh gosh.
So I met this very cool girl in my dance class, and her goal is to be an amazing salsa dancer.
Yeah.
But she's been going to salsa clubs for years. Like, she lived in South America for a year. So she's, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a beginner. And so I don't know what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. I just know when I feel like my space is being invaded. Mm-hmm. But
right,
with dancing.
Right.
I think gut, just gut.
Right.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean, but there's I think that there's different levels for everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I have trouble having people in my space. So I don't know if that's, like, my hang up or if that's... But anyway, so we went salsa dancing, which was very brave of me because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I can do, like, basic stuff. And so I would, like, preface anyone who asked me to dance. I would be like, just so you know, I'm learning. If there's anything that I do wrong, please tell me so I can do it right the next time. I feel like that's like an appropriate thing to do. And I'm like, and hopefully I look cute enough that they don't care that I'm messing up.
Yeah.
Taking them
that's
or
fair.
Whatever. Yeah. That's the whole idea. And so there's this one guy, and allegedly he's like famous for being disgusting at the club.
Oh gosh.
And so he like pulled me in. I felt a little something.
Oh.
Five
no.
He got 5 seconds of heaven with me, and then I fucking just pushed him off of me. Can we edit out the curse?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Bleep it. Should we bleep it?
Yeah. I guess I
should.
I feel
some things are best bleeped.
Yeah.
I've never bleeped before.
Well, I feel like I'm trying to make efforts not to curse as much. And
I've already
like,
messed up a couple times. I almost said fucked up.
Yeah.
So.
And now you did.
Well, maybe, what are you gonna do? Maybe we'll leave this one.
Yeah. But this can be our grand finale of cursing, and then from moving on, we'll try and be better.
Yeah. Oh, well, we need family friendly, Rachel. Vaginas.
Oh, yeah. Poking.
Vagina is not a curse word or anything.
No, it's fine.
Be, yeah.
So, normalize it.
Yeah, normalize
it. Well,
it's
not family friendly was my point.
Oh. Well,
I mean, what do you call it? Big kids need to know.
Yeah, true.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Terrible segue story. So please. When I was in Spokane, Washington, where I grew up, I was doing nannying.
Shout out Spokane.
Yeah, I know, right? Right? Oh my gosh, the Lilac City. But anyway. Home of Blooms, eh? Anyway, I was a nanny, and there was this little bratty kid that I nannied, and I just, like, I hated nannying for this kid. And this one day, he, like, got possessed or something, starts punching me in the, what are you calling it, the vagine? Punching me in the vagine, starts like going to kick me. I'm like, what are you doing, you crazy kid? And he's like, haha, I want to get you in your china. And I'm like, what is wrong with this child? And why is it calling it china?
The country, the plates.
It was insane. Apparently the parents were trying to be like, oh, let's almost educate our child. So they like almost made it.
But I'm trying to, where did that even come from? Like, how did they land there?
Vagina, China, I don't know. It's almost there.
Okay.
Almost.
I'm like, almost. Are they racist?
It was one of Probably. The most
By
awkward
the way, my mind
experiences
went,
of my life.
Are they racist in China? They had the one child policy and people didn't want girls anymore.
Oh, no.
That's how my mind, that's where it went. I just thought
far.
I'd share.
You went far down that path.
Dude. I love anything that just shuts my brain off.
Yeah.
Anything, which is why I'm dancing all the time now, because I just don't think about anything else.
By the way, you're an amazing dancer.
Like, amazing.
I'm going to have one in like 6 months.
Okay.
When I'm
we're
like
going.
Really good.
Yeah. Will you be my date?
Yeah.
So,
okay, cool.
Elizabeth is coming. She said
Perfect.
She's bringing flowers. I'm going to have like a massive video camera, like a 1994
yes.
video camera, and like block people behind me. And you can bring Mitch and just like hold
yes.
him so his
yeah.
like her kid can be watching her.
Yeah. Well, I plan on doing all the makeup.
Yeah.
So that's also happening.
Yeah. Some juice boxes.
Lashes to the max.
Glam squad.
Juice box.
Oranges. Bring the orange slices.
Some grapes, maybe. Yeah.
One of those terrible little crackers with the things on the inside.
Oh,
Ritz.
With like the fake cheese. It's like the fake cheese
yeah.
inside.
Ritz
yeah, I think it's the Ritz things.
Crackers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those I like the peanut butter ones. The cheese ones are gross.
I know.
I mean, they're all pretty
Although,
gross.
Guilty. Guilty of just like scraping the cheese off with
Me
my
too.
Teeth and
Me
throwing
too.
The cracker away.
Me too. No. I do not discriminate.
I know.
I do
it's
not
terrible.
I love all cheese, whether it's processed from a can all the way up to the stadium.
I normally agree with you, but that's where I draw the line.
You draw
Honestly,
the line,
I haven't
the line
gone there in
like
a while.
The Oreo
like 20 years.
Cream
yeah.
cheese.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
I love Oreos.
No. But like it's basically
yeah,
the cheese
style.
Version of an Oreo. It's the savory version of an Oreo. And they failed.
All right, Hard. Do you guys want to hear a funny story?
Heck yeah.
So my gross, which actually might not be, I feel like my Vegas story, my Vegas dresses was way grosser than this. This is, was actually kind of amazing.
So you had me at inside out underwear, by the way.
I mean, what was I supposed to
No,
do?
Girl.
Like,
you turned it out.
Inside,
you know,
like, great.
Oh,
just kidding. Probably not.
Heave.
Yes.
There was nowhere to buy any.
What?
In Vegas. Well,
Girlfriend,
in Vegas,
where were you?
The Aria. Everything was
just
no.
There
honestly,
is a big strip,
yeah.
If
you told me that Las Vegas doesn't sell underwear, I would believe you.
I mean,
I feel like across from the Venetian, there's a Victoria's. I know I've been there somehow, somewhere.
I didn't know
but I mean, Vegas is always blurry.
A different hotel.
Rachel is also anti-Victoria's Secret.
Oh.
Well, at this, I would have done it.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But yeah,
I wonder if
amazing.
I
yeah.
should just have a couple pairs of underwear in my
suitcase
at
oh,
all
that's
times.
That's a brilliant idea.
Like a life hack.
Just make sure they're clean.
Other
yeah.
stuff.
No, just after
matter.
The laundry.
That matters.
Yeah.
That was like, but I brought my big floppy hat.
Oh, good.
Just not your
good.
Hat for
just,
your vagina.
Just not my vagina. Not my vagine hat. Oh, my God.
Your nun hat.
My nun hat.
Your habit. See what I did there?
Oh, I so saw it. Oh my God.
So Chelsea Latimer, who
yeah.
has been on the podcast as well, she and I were getting, we went to yoga and then we went to get dinner and drinks, like way too much wine, as
yeah.
one does. Rosé.
Rosé.
Obviously, because it's yeah. rosé.
I feel
season.
Like instead of Olé, we need to go Rosé.
That's our battle cry.
Yes.
We figure out our celebrity name. That's our battle cry. Rosé.
Rosé.
Maybe that is our celebrity name.
Oh. Well.
It has to be something specific to us. We'll workshop it.
Yeah.
Over rosé.
Let's table
we'll have
this.
A company retreat.
Let's go to Ojai.
I'm yeah. inviting myself.
Okay. No.
You're
invited.
In the company. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Glad we
you may be
that.
A contractor.
Yeah.
But
I'll take it. I'll totally take it.
But we're our beauty squad.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, I'm into it.
Okay, done. But
you're in the squad is the main point. Yeah.
I feel so Regina.
Okay, so you had...
Yeah, so we had a lot of rosé. It was wonderful. And as we're walking out, these clearly, like, three super drunk guys. We're on Sunset. We are Emily. So we're on Sunset.
Yeah.
And they're, like, obviously tourists. Probably just went to Saddle Ranch or whatever it's
called.
Oh,
yeah.
And they are, like, wasted. And it was cold out, so I had a giant, like, blanket scarf. You know those? Like, a scarf.
I love
so
the blanket
big,
scarf.
It's basically a blanket. Yeah. Yes. And I have, like, wrapped it around me. And one of the guys is, like, so drunk he's cross-eyed. He looks at me.
Gosh.
It's, like, a Tuesday night, by the way. And he, at like, 9 p.m., and he's, like, I like your blanket. I'm, like, thanks, dude. And as I was talking, he looks in my mouth, and then he goes, I can't make this up. He goes, oh, man, I love your bottom retainer.
I have one. It's one of those that's like glued in.
Yeah, just permanent because then they don't move.
Yeah.
I have it
too. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because I lost my top one and then all my top teeth moved. So every time they ask me if I want them to take it out, I'm like, no, leave it there.
Yeah.
I'll floss around it. I never do. But he's like,
did you remember floss on your trip?
Yes. Of course I did.
You could have made underwear out of that. No, I'm sorry.
I was just thinking that actually. My brain went there.
I know.
And he was like, I've got one too.
Oh, like, gosh.
Twinsies? I don't know. And Chelsea is just like, what is happening? So
the magic of rosé. This too can happen to you.
Yeah. He gets points, though, for the most original come
up line
or hitting on I've ever gotten.
Attention
to detail.
Despite.
I think it glinted in the moonlight.
Oh, okay. like diamond earrings or something.
Yeah. Just like, ching.
Yeah. And he was just like, and you look across the room.
Yeah.
Like the bright lights come down.
Junior high after school specials where he smiles and has braces and she's beautiful, but then she smiles and she has braces too.
You guys see that little short that those kids made that like Pixar and Disney gave them a job? Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin it for you.
It sounds wonderful and tear jerking.
I'll show you on the computer afterwards.
Yeah.
But I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we should get 90s.
Okay, let's get 90s. So while I was in Vegas, the reason that I went an extra day originally, why I went on Sunday, is because I went to see Boys to Men.
Oh, my gosh.
But it was the best concert.
And it's only three of them now, right?
It's only three, but they brought out a baritone
to
bring them down an octave. Because
it's the guy that, like, talked, right?
It's the, like, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, girl.
The, like,
Please do that some more.
Please forgive me, girl.
One of them does have a really deep voice, so he managed to do that. But then for, like, the barbershop quartet
part,
they brought
another.
A fourth in.
Yeah.
It was the best concert I've ever been to that wasn't
Billy Joel.
Really?
And Billy's just, you know, he's my ultimate. So that's a whole different level.
Yeah.
Absolutely best concert I've ever been to. They are such entertainers. It was like half stand-up comedy. They're like riffing with each other.
By the way, not going to stand-up comedy possibly ever again.
Well, yeah. But okay, so it wasn't stand-up. They're just three funny dudes.
Yeah.
And they're very self-aware and they were so appreciative. They're just like, we can't believe that you guys have been supporting us for 25 years. And they were so genuine and just lovely and also hot as hell still.
Nice.
They're like in their 40s. They look, and you know, black
they
don't
get it.
They look phenomenal.
No.
I know. Every time I think about how pale I am, I'm like, I'm not going to
crack. Yeah. We just need to moisturize.
I know.
A lot.
Like a lot, right?
Like bathe in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite
moisturizer?
Favorite sunscreen? Josie Maren, all the way.
Okay.
SPF 45. It's so good.
It
smells good. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Cruelty free.
It's
awesome.
I think we talked about before chemical sunscreens versus mineral. She's
all
mineral.
Yes.
So it reflects light instead of turning into heat, which can make your skin very hot.
The other thing I recommend, though, is Peter Thomas Roth makes like a powder and a brush thing.
Yeah.
Because if you're really being serious about your sunscreen, you should be reapplying it like every 45 minutes to an hour, depending.
That's not happening.
I know. Yeah. Well, this one is a powder. So you just like wisp
it
on.
At least twice a day.
And by wisp, I mean whisk.
Yeah. mm-hmm. But if it's a powder, you can just, because you won't ruin your makeup.
No, not at all. Yeah. It's just like you're basically setting it.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
like
into
it.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else have a 90s?
No. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Best dream of my life. So this is actually a 90s dream.
Okay.
So I'm in this mansion and I'm going up with 98 degrees.
This
was like 3 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Also, I know, it's totally applicable for this week.
Completely on board with 98 degrees.
Yeah.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
like, so cute, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I like am with 98 Degrees, and we're going up to this mansion, and we start knocking on the door, and all of a sudden,
well,
like,
now you know it's a dream. 98 Degrees is going to a mansion. Sorry, that's terrible. That's terrible, Sarah.
Sarah.
They definitely got invited. It just wasn't their mansion.
There it is.
Okay.
Anyway,
now it's reality.
Backstreet Boys open up the mansion, and all of them are there, of course. Yeah, and right. Kevin's there.
No,
and Kevin
now,
was
now
always
it's a dream.
It's a total dream. Yeah. It's a total dream. And Kevin's there, who was like my, you know, of course, crush at the time. Kevin and Brian, it was a mix-up.
You like the older brother type.
Oh, gosh.
I like the bad boy. I like...
Well, Kevin kind of was a bad boy, right?
No,
way cuter than
AJ. I liked AJ.
I don't want to... I don't know. I was more of a Kevin guy. Those brows.
Yeah.
At any rate.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah. He did have
open,
good brows.
Really good brows.
Yeah, it's foreshadowing what you would do with your life. Yeah.
I know. When I'm looking at bone structure and brows instead of like what the guy actually looks like. No, but I thought he was super cute. So anyway...
No, AJ is actually like not attractive at all.
No.
But I loved him. Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
Bad boy, it makes sense.
Like tattoos. I can't get enough.
Well, we open up into this amazing mansion and they're like, let us show you our paradise.
Okay.
And so they're like singing the whole time and we're walking and the 90 Degrees starts
like
singing
tour
with them.
I'll show you my paradise. Is it? I'm sure it's a Backstreet Boys song. I'm sure. Sure it is.
Yeah.
It's probably also a metaphor for Vagine.
Yeah. I think it might be. Well, Pete.
I'll show you my paradise if you show me your yours.
Oh gosh, we're terrible.
I know.
Maybe
okay.
We should not be lyricists.
Definitely not. Yeah.
Not quitting the day job.
Not at all. At any rate, we just toured this mansion and they sang the whole time and it was kind of awesome. And I woke up and I was kind of sad. I woke up. I was like, oh, that was a really cool dream.
I love that.
I know.
But you want to hear my gross?
Yeah.
Because I didn't
get
to do a
gross. Sorry.
So that's gross.
Get gross.
No.
One thing before you start, if I could, I would pay any amount of money to control what I dreamt about.
Oh.
Really?
Well, you know you can practice.
I don't remember.
You can do like hypno and then lucid dreaming like practices.
I do. I write down my dreams. I have crazy dreams. Like I write them as soon as I wake up, I write them down. I'm going to read one to you guys.
Yes. Poetry.
It's you're going to.
Poetry.
I just like.
I dream every night.
No one's dream is ever.
Yeah. I was a guest.
As good as
no,
like
this
your
is
own.
A dream. I was a guest on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert to discuss my upcoming stint on Grey's Anatomy and my upcoming headlining gig in Pennsylvania. There was a terrorist attack and we had to leave the building. No one could find their way back to the building. And I went to the Nickelodeon building by accident and ate fruit snacks. I then found my way back to Colbert, who also had some issues finding his way back and was eating ice cream. We all really liked each other's pajamas. Bam! That
okay,
was my
that's
dream.
That's actually kind
that's
of
a really good dream.
That's a good
that's
one.
A really good dream.
That's a great dream.
I know.
All's well that ends well with fruit snacks.
And ice cream. Colbert and we were in our jammies.
I want some gummies now.
I like the word jammies.
Did you finish them?
Last time Rachel was here.
We had a bag of
Trader Joe's.
Scandinavian Swimmers.
I love those
which
things.
Which is basically their
Swedish
version
fish.
Of Swedish fish, but it's better.
What?
It's better.
It's better than Swedish fish.
Yeah.
They're that good. Also, there's three flavors, and they're all good.
Yeah.
The Swedish fish, like, by
the
time
red.
I get
sick of
I'm
it, it's like Twizzlers.
Same
it's
thing.
Like,
same thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I totally interrupted you. Please
I loved
me
your interruption.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This is what makes it
that
fun.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
That was a really good dream.
I have another one.
I saw the face. I saw that.
So I'm not going to say it out loud, but I'll read it to you guys after.
Okay.
Oh, I can't wait. Story time.
Yeah. That was on March 24th. I wake up and I write it down.
Okay. Take it. Your gross.
Yeah.
Okay. So my gross is the smell that my fake leather new beautiful jacket
disgusting.
Is giving me. It's like I'm afraid to hug people because it smells like I'm unkempt.
It'll go away.
It will.
I hope so.
Air it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's so cute. I want to wear it every moment.
I just got a new one too.
Can you spray it with like spray deodorant maybe?
Or maybe Febreze.
Febreze, yeah.
Or lock it in a closet with like a Febreze like thingy that like.
Yeah.
What do you guys do about shoes? Because I'm
shoe balls.
But if they're sandals,
shoe balls, you can totally put them in and dryer sheets.
And Febreze works because I'm trying foot powder and it's not or baking soda and all that.
Do
I don't pay that much attention? I just assume it works.
Oh, there you go.
Just like blindly
go. That's one option. Just ignore it.
If I don't smell, no, I mean I would notice if I smelled it, but so I guess I don't.
But I'm noticing it.
You're still noticing it. What are shoe
Febreze?
Balls?
Shoe balls. So
no,
shoe balls.
I tried shoe balls.
There's
though.
A couple things.
Yeah.
You can do either just the cedar ones or you can do the plastic ones that actually have like basically mothball but not mothball on the insides.
Yeah.
The other really good thing is to use dryer sheet or what are they? Yeah.
Dryer sheets.
Dryer sheets. And that actually helps to absorb the odor and makes it smell fresh and clean.
That. Okay.
It's a dance secret.
Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try it.
Yay.
All right. On that note, maybe with that today. Super helpful tip.
Yeah. Life hack.
Life hack. Yeah. I think we should go watch that Pixar clip and Yay. Then you have to read us your second dream.
Yeah.
Because I actually, based on the first one, I actually want to hear about it. Can't believe I'm saying that. And then we should have some rosé because, oh, let's end it with our new battle cry.
One, two, three. Rosé!
Happy brunch day.
Happy brunch day.